USA Radio News.
George H.W. Bush was laid to rest at his presidential library at Texas A&M University in College Station, Texas. Meanwhile, one of the most talked about images of the week was former Senator Bob Dole saluting the casket of former President George H.W. Bush. Dole tells Fox News how that whole special moment came about.
I came to the rotunda just to say goodbye, to wheel up the casket and maybe stand up. And so I did that with no thought of saluting. And they got me up and stood me up, and it was almost automatic. My left hand went up to my forehead.
A two-week government funding extension is headed to President Trump's desk after passage in the Senate and House today. This averts a partial government shutdown. Your final numbers on Wall Street today, the Dow was down 79 points to close the day at 24,947. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
A new study from the CDC says 60 million Americans are still being exposed to secondhand smoke. Folks who are the most likely to be at risk of being exposed include the elderly, people living in poverty, and children ages 3 to 11. An awards show that often previews the Oscars has named its nominees. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Nominations for the 2019 Golden Globe Awards are out. Among those for Best Comedy Film,
Crazy Rich Asians, The Favorite, Green Book, Mary Poppins Returns.
The nominees announced on Thursday morning from the Beverly Hilton Hotel in L.A., the movie Vice, getting 6 nominations, leading all other films. A Star is Born, Green Book, and The Favorite each got 5, but no female directors were honored by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association this year. The awards will be held on January 6th and telecast on NBC, hosted by Sandra Oh and Andy Samberg.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
USA Gymnastics files for bankruptcy protection as it attempts to recover from a sex abuse scandal. The organization has been dealing with the fallout since former USA Gymnastics coach Larry Nassar was convicted of sexual misconduct and sentenced to 175 years in prison in January. So far, there have been more than 100 lawsuits filed against the governing body by the more than 350 Nassar survivors. New York Times best-selling author and sports journalist Mike Lupica attempts to put into perspective this entire USA Gymnastics sex abuse scandal.
It's don't you think it's just one of the most shameful stories to ever come out of the world of sports? It is, to me, it is the sports version of the sexual abuse stories that we've heard of from the church over all these years. And the fact that this was going on to this extent with these monsters hiding in plain sight, it even makes it more shameful. I don't know how this story was contained in that world for as long as it was. And these people, these abusers are like cockroaches who have finally come into the light. And you know what, Tim? For all the people who say that journalism is dead in this country, well, this is another example where these stories being broken were for the public good.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.